Kim Pagano Show here on News Talk 1520 KVTA. Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
It is News Talk 1520 KVTA and Workforce Wednesday once again. And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County. This month's topic is healthcare. Who will be ready to take care of us in 10 years? In studio, Sandra Werner, Human Resource Director of Simi Valley, the hospital there. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Now, we had a chance to chat a little bit. You've been in the area for how long?
Just recently, since about 2005.
But you were educated through, so you're very familiar with Southern California.
Yes.
Yes, a regular here, we can say. The great quality of life that we have in Ventura County includes ready access to quality health care. With health care reform will come more people seeking care and also the need for more qualified professionals to provide that care. So let's get to it. In general, what types of adjustments are providers in Ventura County making to accommodate health care reform?
Healthcare reform certainly brings a lot of uncertainty to us all. It's unsettling for everyone. I do see a focus in a few areas. I see a focus in ways to be more efficient, ways to focus on patient and family experience, a collaboration of care I see with all the different caregivers involved in taking care of a patient, and also a focus on preventative care.
Mm-hmm. Really important on the preventative. So what are the high-demand healthcare jobs in Ventura County now and for the foreseeable future?
I see a high demand right now, in my experience, for experienced nurses, nurses in specialty areas, occupational therapists, speech therapists, and clinical lab scientists.
So let's talk about, of the high-demand jobs, which ones are the most difficult to fill and why would that be?
I would think, first, occupational therapy is a pretty difficult one to fill. We don't have a lot of schools, definitely not in the area. Not a lot of people join that field, and that's just a hard one to fill. There aren't enough of them. Speech therapists, there are not enough of those either. Plus, it requires a high degree to work in the medical field as a speech pathologist or speech therapist. They need a master's degree. Not everybody is wanting to pursue that. And clinical lab scientists, we just need a lot of people learning math and science and trying to get into that, and it's just been difficult to fill.
We've talked about the STEMs on here, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and a lot of the kids just unfortunately aren't as proficient in that, so it's a good thing to do. Plus, the speech therapy thing. When I was a little kid, I had a lisp. I had an authentic lisp. Silly Sammy Snake, they made me say that when I was in first grade. And I had a speech therapist. If it wasn't for that person, who knows? I mean, it's so important that these jobs get filled. And then people think, well, I can get into that. But they aren't just, watch your sibilance. Like you said, this is a master's degree field. So for somebody to go through school, you're talking about a six-year process if you're diligent. To
yes.
get your regular, your four-year degree, and then to continue with a master's. So when you look at these jobs, and I would guess that this field, once you get into it, is probably a fairly good living.
Yes, it's a nice wage, yes.
The benefits would be good for somebody mm-hmm. if you're willing to put in the work. So I think the advice just out the gate for people is, now I've got two very young children, is to take a look at your kids and take a look at career choices. Because in this field, it does look like there's quite a few things mm-hmm. that you could do. But you have to aim your kids now, and you have to get their energies in the area that is going to benefit them in schooling.
That's correct.
Yeah, so if you're just thinking, oh, they'll go to school and get something, you really have to find your path and make sure you're in the right direction. I understand that WIB's Allied Health Committee is working to build a healthcare workforce pipeline to grow our local talent pool. So what is meant by workforce pipeline, and can you give us an example of that? How is that?
The pipeline really works to bridge a gap between education and employment, and it is working to engage people of all ages, from kindergarten all the way even up through graduate school and adulthood. And we're trying to prepare people to be ready for the current market and the future job market that might be appropriate. A good example of a pipeline might be, I was mentioning one of our hard to fills, the clinical lab mm-hmm. scientist. The clinical lab scientist, because it's a shortage right now, we noticed that there was a gap in how we're putting out clinical lab scientists, and we aren't able to find enough to hire in the current market. So, you know, you focus in the kindergarten age, focus on math and science, and going up all through grade school and high school, and you get that career out to them and say, you know, this is a really good career if you're good at these things. And then when we're working with maybe like Cal State Channel Islands, they have a program for CLS, and then we have to work in coordination with them and the local hospitals to make sure that there's a way to get the experience those people need so they're employable when they're finished with school.
Now, I covered this a little bit moments ago, but let's really talk about the path. How can young people get themselves ready for careers in healthcare? What would you suggest?
First of all, I think we've said it a couple times, definitely focus on math and science. It's extremely important in healthcare careers. But in healthcare careers, it's more than just math and science. It's more than just choosing a career that you think you're going to have a good living for. It really is about a passion for people. It's about being compassionate and being empathetic and having a service-minded mentality. Because the people that come to a hospital, they're not normal customers. They're not happy customers mm-hmm. to be there. They're sick. They're sad. They're uncomfortable. They're often scared because they don't know what's going on. You have to be a special kind of person to want to work in that long term. And you have to learn to know yourself and grow that to be able to work in that career.
Now, this has what I would call, and this is a technical word here, the ick factor. Because really, you are dealing with somebody who might have been in an accident, somebody who's panicked over their child, somebody who's worried about a symptom. So you really do have to have that, the wherewithal, not just the smarts, but you have to have that just, I guess, in your core, in your heart.
Yes, and can you deal with some of that sadness mm-hmm. on a day-to-day basis? It's difficult sometimes.
Yeah, this is definitely a take-home job where there could be stress factors in mm-hmm. there. So there's a lot of things to consider, but it really is a great field to get into. Let's talk about adults. As people are looking at the job market these days, when you hear there are no jobs, well, actually, we find there are jobs. You just have to be trained for the proper work. So for adults who might be interested in redirecting their careers, what advice would you give them?
I think part of the beauty of being a little older is that you know yourself a little better. And so you're going to be able to know if you're going to fit in the healthcare field. And choosing a healthcare field can be then very rewarding for somebody who really knows that that's what they're good at. I would just recommend don't be afraid to re-educate. Don't be shy about finding the resources. Go out there and look at what's involved and what it's going to take, what education is available for you, and just go for it because it can be rewarding.
One of those motivational speakers one time was talking to a lady, and the lady said, but if I get my degree now, I'll be 60 by the time I get it. And he said, well, if you don't get your degree, how old will you be in 4 years?
Yep, same
60.
Age.
60. Yeah, okay, let's carry that thought there. So it just get the work done, but asking questions is important because you could really find a wonderful career and also a decent paycheck if you are willing to change fields. Mm-hmm. Where can people go to learn more about careers in healthcare? What should they do?
Definitely, you know, we have our traditional resources. You go to schools and you talk about what's available there. You go to libraries, look on the internet. You know, the American Medical Association has a pretty good website for explaining careers. And if you look on the Workforce Investment Board, especially for young people, there's a pretty good basis for showing what's out there that's available for young people in healthcare careers.
And a lot of things when you're on that World Wide Web, which is in some ways genius, in other ways a little dangerous, you might want to really check in with an official website to make sure the career path that you're taking mm-hmm. is one that is proper and actually gets you the real education.
Yes, and in addition, you know, most people that are in careers in healthcare are willing to talk to people about their job. Mm-hmm. They're very proud of what they do, and they're willing to give you the information and help guide you. It's really important to make sure that you're finding out what's required for the job that you're looking for, what kind of certification and education you need, and talking to those people in the field is extremely important.
Yeah, so get with people that can maybe mentor you, give you suggestions, people who actually have work years in this field. That's probably an excellent way to go. The WIB is pleased to announce the formation of the Manufacturing Roundtable of Ventura County, a professional association to retain and grow local manufacturing businesses. If you want any more information about the Workforce Investment Board, go to www.wib.ventura.org or find the WIB on Facebook. Again, that's www.wib.ventura.org. So in Simi Valley, do you see just for you like a career path, something that's going on? Do you really love it in Ventura County? Where can this field take you?
in my particular field?
Yeah, like for you. Are you just happy as heck you're here forever?
I am, actually.
You should be, because you're in venture
economy. I feel at home.
You feel like you found the place, right?
I have found the place.
And I'm guessing there's a lot of people that want to find this place, too.
If they're smart, yes.
Yes, so see, look at that. So that's a wonderful career and a great way to go. Again, think of all these things we've discussed this morning. And if you would like to contact the Workforce Investment Board, once again, you can do it at wib.ventura.org or find the WIB on Facebook. Give them a little like and they'll appreciate that, I'm sure. Well, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Sandra Werner, the Human Resource Director at Simi Valley Hospital. Great conversation. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we're on News Talk 1520 KVTA. Check back at 8:40 on Wednesday, September 26th, for next month's Workforce Investment Wednesday, about career planning. How can schools prepare kids for future success in constantly changing job markets?
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
And it is 8:51 here at News Talk 1520 KVTA. It's news time, so we're going to jump over.